It's a Borange, episode 35.
Kind of lame.
Shut your mouth.
I'll kill all of you.
Last week on Fab is a Borange, Pad Thai was forced down Paula. Paula sang a song about Sigs. A guy got seriously overkilled. The Chosen Three waded through dead crap, encountered some awesome puke, and pool freestyle rapped. Also, babies and no more French. Woohoo! Yeah. This week, we probably won't accomplish quite as much as that. Here on...
Fabby's
our Borange. Well, hey, now that we got that big piece of Paula out of the way, let's see what's in yonder cave.
It is so great to be back together with all of you friends. I've learned so much on my journey to the center.
So did you bring me anything?
No, I didn't.
Then shut up.
You wouldn't be complaining if he had brought you something?
If he brought me something, I'd still be complaining, but then I'd have something to beat over the head with him.
I hear talking back there. Don't make me separate you three.
Oh!
Anyways, we should go into this cave.
Stop trying to back out of this, Jeff.
No, I agree. Let's go and leave Paul behind. Now.
Guys, don't leave me here! It's gross here! Guys! Fine.
Holy crap, it's green people from Mars.
Ness, that doesn't make any sense. These are tendas.
Oh, they're so cute! Look, that one's wearing a rhododendron in its hair.
Ooh, I too have heard of these Logan Hendel absence.
Anyways, what do we need to do here? These guys are creeping me out.
I wonder where the batteries go.
Ness, they're not toys, okay? They're live beings with feelings and emotions and thoughts.
Are you sure? They don't seem to be doing much right now.
I guess Pooh's right, for once.
I've heard the tendas are extremely shy and don't open up to anyone. Ever.
Whatever, it's okay. I'm a people person.
Well, you're a person.
Ness, I really don't think it's a good idea to push yourself on them.
Hey, Chanty Girl, what's happening? What's going on here today? Come on, talk to me!
We're shy.
Already knew that. Ness, this is a waste of time.
No, it's not, Paula. Just wait a bit. Come on, Tanner, what's up? Give me a high five!
We're shy.
Maybe you should sing to them. Everybody loves singing.
Shut up, Pooh.
Come on, Tanner, let's go watch football!
Look, man, I said we're shy, okay? We're all shy, and we're too shy to bother with you, so get out of here!
Tender guy, you yelled at me.
Maybe these guys are cooler than I thought.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
Screw this. If I wanted to be yelled at, I would just talk to Paula.
Ness, you're retarded.
I guess we could try talking to some of the others.
Well, Ness ruined my dress for a second time, so let's see if there's a place to rest around here.
I think the red matches your eyes. And the green. And the black. And the barf and the poop colors.
Well, I see a place to rest over there.
I see you're looking at the hole. You can sleep in it. I don't give a crap. And you better not give a crap either. I don't need you stinking up the place.
Dude, what is your problem?
We are shy.
Ness, I hate you and your entire family.
What's your problem?
I'm shy.
I will see you when the sun hangs from the sky once again, my dear and loyal friends!
Shut up.
Ow. floor is pretty uncomfortable to sleep on.
I disagree.
You didn't even sleep.
I disagree.
What's that in your hands?
I disagree.
Def, what are you talking about?
I disagree. Crap.
Hey, you better get those dead bodies out of there before they stink up the place.
Alright. Come on, guys. Alright, get in this hot spring.
Whoa! That was...
Dang it, I wanted to haunt you for the rest of your life, Jeff.
You already do.
Look, friends, it's one of those gigantic boulders that my grandmama told me about when I was still a wee little poo.
Baby Pooh? Oh, that's
a... that wasn't funny the first time.
Good evening, friends. Might I interest you in a cup of tea?
You want to make something of it?
Ness! This is a nice one. Don't be a jerk. If you can help it.
What are you doing over here, you small green person?
Well, I'm a bit of an individual. I like to do my own thing. I'm sure you've noticed the other tendas are all shy, so I try not to be.
Why are you standing by this big old rock?
Well, do you see any other tendas by it?
I guess not. Why don't any of the other tendas come over here?
Well, there are voices that come from underneath it. They talk about sanctuaries and stuff, and the others don't like it.
Oh my god, do you think that this is...
This is boring. Let's go.
Yes, wait, there's probably a sanctuary thing down there. Isn't that what our mission is?
First I heard about it.
Yeah, I do not know of this mission that you are speaking of is to be.
Oh yeah, that thing the bug told me about. I wasn't really paying attention.
Well, that's the plan. Hey, Tender Girl, can you move the rock for us?
Are you kidding? That thing is huge! There's about as much chance of me moving that rock as the other tender is acting nice.
Yeah, isn't that a lot to ask of such a little thing like this?
Aw, you're so nice to me.
Alright. Come on, let's talk to this last spaceman and get out of here.
Hey, what the f*** are you doing in my cave?
Wow. This guy really knows how to do business.
We're just trying to find out what we need to do, and I just don't know if we're going to be able
crying out loud. We're shy. We're not going to help you unless you bring us the book to overcome shyness. So get the out of here, and don't come back until you find it.
Oh man, this place is terrible.
Well, I guess we should just go then.
Yeah, this place has been fun and everything, but I think we too should get out of here, friends.
You guys go on.
Paula, you're not coming?
Nope.
Alright, let's get everyone out of here.
Okay.
Guys, we can't just leave El here!
Yeah, we pretty much can. Let's go.
Pretty much will.
See, this is why I don't need you anyways. There are all these nice... people here who I can really bond with.
Shut your mouth.
Can it, Tenda? See, we're perfect for each other.
But friend! I'll miss you! Well, goodbye, friend!
Alright, see you later, Paul.
Bye!
A clean slate. I can hardly wait to start my new life among these wonderful creatures.
Oh hey, I'm glad you're staying.
Hey! Huh. You know, you remind me of somebody.
Yeah, you're really nice and pretty, and I love that dress. Oh, and that ribbon in your hair, it's so pretty. Can I try it on? And your hair is so shiny and smooth. Can I touch it?
Oh god. Now I know who you remind me of.
Wait, what?
I was so close!
What?
Ness, wait up!
No, don't leave me!
Get away from me!
Oh...
honk, she's walking!
Guys!
Dang it!
Paula! You're a bad friend! I missed you so much!
I don't care. So, Ness, do you see now that I'm a really vital part of the group?
Yes. Yes, I do. Without you, things are just too darn peaceful. Hello? Oh, I have to open it. Hello?
Hey, Ness. It's me, Apple Kid. I was just calling to tell you that I've made some real progress on the Phase Distorter.
The what?
You know, the Phase Distorter? I called you about it in the Monotoli building.
Oh. Did you leave a message?
What? No.
Well, that's why I didn't get your message.
Well, anyways, I was calling because I... Oh my god. Who are you? No, get away, please. Just leave me alone. I don't have any food. I promise. Please, just...
Who was that, Mouse?
Hello?
What on earth has happened to our fruit-headed friend? Do we actually give a crap? Of course not. But lots of other cool stuff is going to happen next week on... Farmers of Orange.
Whoa?
Yes, friend, you are using it incorrectly. You're supposed to put it atop of your head. I've told you this before. Why don't you ever listen to my advice?
Here you are. Use it different when you go ahead.
For me, some orange!
Woohoo! Oh, hey, sup, guys?
Okay, so...
just kidding.
yeah, that was fun.
Thanks to special guest host, Tansoon!
Yay!
Yay! So, What did you guys think?
It was too short.
You're too short.